Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Francis, how are you doing?
I'm great. And yourself, Dave?
Where are you, by the way? I'm great, by the way. Where are you at the moment?
I'm actually in Dublin because I was on telly last night and I thought I was coming into the studio to talk to you.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
There's a bit of a kind of a no-no with all that. Yeah, only for, I mean, Micheál Martin's just been in. I saw him up the corridor earlier on. But you're just not important enough, Francis. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's allowed travel. I'm not.
Yeah, right, indeed. Okay, Francis Brennan it is. By the way, look, I just said it there earlier. But you're described in your new book as a national treasure. Are you a national treasure? Right? I mean, are you the Kylie of Ireland?
No, that's an awful thing to say. I always think national treasures need to be very old. I don't feel a bit like that.
Okay. Why are you a national treasure then?
Well, my sister did say to me on the, she says, your hair is really white now. She says to me on the phone this morning when she was after watching The Late Late last night. So obviously, if you get really white hair and you move along, people think you're a national treasure.
Right.
But listen, people can think what they like. I'm just myself.
You're just yourself. Well, in my hand here, I am holding quite heavy. It's like a kind of a tome. It's a serious thing. It's not just a diary. The Homekeeper's Diary 2021, Francis Brennan. And as it says, here, by the way, you can manage your own home with ease month by month. And all the best advice for a smooth running home life from Ireland's favourite hotelier. Tell me, what is it exactly about? Is it that, like, if you go through winter months, you do wintery things, summer months, summery things?
Yeah, I wrote for people like you that are like to be organised, Dave.
Oh,
personally,
okay.
Your dear wife will agree with me 100%.
She will.
And maybe you wouldn't have to carry the old plastic bag.
He always gets that in, for God's sake. I'm carrying your bag at the moment.
I gave you that bag one time, all right.
That's right.
No, the diary is, it's not really meant to be carried around. It's meant to be left maybe on the kitchen worktop or in the hall or whatever, where you can write things that you need to remember and then keep an eye on them every day. That was the idea. And each month is there's a preface to what you could do in that month. Like if it's in the spring, you might do rhubarb and do all sorts of things with that. Or if it's in the autumn, you might plant bulbs for the following spring. And little reminders throughout the year as the months pass by and the weeks pass by of things that you could do that would be ideal for your future life.
Well, I'm already sold then on the whole thing because rhubarb I absolutely love. I can't believe people do so many apple tarts. Give me a rhubarb tart any day of the week. But basically, like the essential information, year at a glance, household budgeting, conversion tables, washing symbols, caring for fabrics. You see, I'm just wondering about all of this kind of stuff in terms of... In fact, I'll get to that in a minute or two because I want to talk about something else here. Because, you know, you are no stranger yourself to diaries. You used to keep one as a kid, did you?
No, I do still. Yeah. I came in last night and wrote my diary. I am keeping a diary. As a youngster, I think I was 13, I was in hospital in Kappa, and somebody just gave me, I was there for Christmas, somebody just gave me a diary for 1966. Okay?
Yeah.
So I started writing the diary. Simple little things, actually, I was talking about it last night. Like, the first thing in the diary is the Red Cross came and did show. Like the Red Cross obviously came in.
Hold on a second, Francis, before I go any further, the sound isn't the greatest thing in the world. There's something hopping around all over the place. I think I might try on the phone if that's okay. Can I do that? Can I?
I have it right beside me. Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to call you. I'll just play a quick number.
Work away.
Okay. All right. Okay. Call you in a minute. Okay. Let me see now. Fingers crossed. We're not doing the phone. We're going back to Skype. Francis, Earth Calling Francis, are you there?
I am, but it's not great, Dave, I know, because the song was coming and going.
Oh, God almighty.
Try our best.
We'll try our best. Okay, look, I'll tell you what, you were at the bit of 1966. I presume the first thing you wrote in your diary was surely England win the World Cup, no?
Oh, yeah, no, that was, well, not at Christmas time, wasn't that? Would have been sometime during the summer or whenever the World Cup was on.
Right, okay.
Yeah, because the year begins on the 1st of January, Dave, you know, it moves along.
Okay.
So anyway, I wrote that the Red Cross came and did a show, and I wrote Maureen Potter came, and I wrote Foss's Circus came. And when I came to leave the hotel in February, I was crying because I didn't want to go.
Okay, hold on a second, the hotel?
I was going to go home. When I was going, I was only going home then.
I know,
but I didn't want to leave the hospital.
Ah, that's more like it. The hospital, okay, fair enough. So they all came to the hospital. These are the things you remembered and you wrote them in your diary.
Then you remember them years later.
And do you still have those diaries?
I do. Every single one of them I have.
Wow. Okay, you didn't mind those diaries for this now. This is specifically for, it's a homekeeper's diary. It's not things that happened to you over the decades diary.
No. The new diary I have is like a kind of go to the doctor, go to the dentist, dig the potatoes. That's the diary I have for this year. But my current diary, the one that I wrote last night here when I came home, only records the things that I did yesterday, like I was on the Late Late and I signed books and done stores and whatever else I did or didn't do during the day. It's kind of a recording of what I did in the day. No emotion at all.
Wait a minute, I suppose this time around with all the books you've done, but this time around, did you sign books and done stores? Are you allowed to do that?
No. Yeah, no, sorry. Good man. Very good question. Very good. No, I gloved up, sanitised up and signed 50 books in all on my own yesterday in Dunn's Stores in a sanitised room. And guess what? They sold out in 7 minutes. So there was a ferocious scurry this morning looking for more signed books, which because of things the way they are, the warehouse is locked and this is down. I'm back in Dublin on Thursday next, so I'll be signing more books for Dunn's Stores then.
All right, very good. And of course, after the Late Late last night, everybody in the country will want one. So, and they couldn't would you have given one for everybody in the audience if there was an audience?
That would be Gil's decision. That's Marcus to pass the responsibility.
Okay, this has to be like, you know, it's a very particular type of diary. You went around the world, you found the perfect diary in a filling station in Sligo.
That's true. Oh, yeah, good man. No, you see, every year I write my diary and I like to have the kind of the same style mostly, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm always on the lookout from October or thereabouts to find this diary for next year, okay? So I was in New York and I looked in November around Thanksgiving, nothing there. Then I was in London doing some work with Relly and Chateau, that hotel group I remember of. And I went around to some of the very best stores, nothing that suited my needs. And then I was going to see Mum before Christmas, like about the 17th or 18th of December. And I went into the local garage and I was buying petrol. And lo and behold, on the desk in front of me was a pile of diaries, of which I found the ideal one. Having gone around the world, I came to Sligo for my diary.
And is that pocket diary the one that you fill in all the time with stuff, or do you have one on the desk that you fill in bigger stuff?
No, it's a pocket diary, the one that I fill in. Yeah.
I mean, looking at one bit here, like I used to be a great man for making New Year's resolutions. This year was going to be the year I took up Spanish, learned to swim 20 lengths of the swimming pool and gave up eating biscuits, that kind of thing. Of course, you took to your new projects with great enthusiasm. What happens after that? Like most people who join a gym in January, they drop off after 3 weeks or so. So you found a new way to do it. So it's all that kind of advice. Now, and one of the things you say here, Francis's handy how-to, and basically your handy household tips from how to change a plug. Oh gosh, I must wrap it. Descale a kettle, clean a laptop, clean a washing machine. Now hold on, are you telling me that Francis Brennan has stuck his head into a washing machine to clean the whole thing out and fix it and put it back together again?
No. You're missing the point. Clean the washing machine is where you throw in the ideal thing is a dishwasher tablet into your washing machine. All right. Because it's a much stronger attack and it has the ability to scrape off dirty bits. And then when it's all over, you'll find a whole pile of gung in your washing machine and take it out.
So wait a second. How to clean a washing machine? You shag a tablet into it. Is that the point?
You know, that's all. Yeah, and run it on a hot.
God, even I could do that. Okay. There's a lot of lovely photos of you, Francis, in this diary as well. Very good ones. Were they specifically taken knowing that you wanted to get people to do this part of the year, that part of the year, and make sure there's leaves in the trees with those pictures, all that kind of thing?
Yeah, we did. There might have been a bit of photo shooting for the leaves of the trees, how right you are. But generally, no, we did that shot in back in the middle of COVID, actually, all right? Oh, yeah. Mr. Murphy came over and looked after me. It's all around the park. We didn't travel. It was all around the park that we did that down in Rena Gross, the park down in front of the hotel, and the meadow was in front of the hotel, and all the different shots that we did, they were all taken in spring of this year and put together then for the book.
And how's the world of the hotel? It must be pretty terrible, is it?
Yeah, well, we opened on the 10th of July, right? We were allowed open from the 29th of June. We didn't open for the first 2 weeks, but we opened on the 10th of July. We had a very good July. We had a terrific August, and we were having a terrific September. We're not sure where it's going because we're getting this weekend now are cancellations from people that cannot travel from the city of Dublin, which is a bit, and that's the same for the whole West Coast. Do you know what I mean? Like people are all, and I absolutely agree, people are all upset about Dublin and the restaurants and all the rest. But when you look at it from our side, they can't get to us, so they're cancelling.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like of the last few months, if there have been some good weeks and some good days, is it all Irish people this time?
Yeah, funny enough. Yeah, absolutely. We've had nobody, actually, to be quite honest now. We have regular guests that are on to me, like a gentleman that comes bike riding in May and October every year from America was on to me just yesterday to know what is, could he come in October? And I said, no. I said, quite honestly, not from America. Yeah, right, yeah. So he booked to go to Canada, as it happens. He told me then, he's texted me back. No, he says, I'll go to Canada because he likes to bike ride. And he comes like twice a year to Kenmare and does 5 or 6 days with a colleague. And then we get him a bike buddy in Kenmare to go with him. And, you know, so they're like that. All that business is lost to Ireland, not just to me. Like, he comes on a private jet into Kerry Airport, giving them a bit of business. And, you know, all of that is gone now.
Yeah, strange days indeed. You say you set yourself a reading challenge every year. What kind of a reading challenge?
Oh, listen, sure, I won't say I'm hopeless now, but I like to read, but oftentimes I just don't get the chance, right? Because I'd be go, go, go. But I like historical novels. I'm in the final part three of Hilary Mantel's Cromwell.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got a bunch of books about all that sort of
thing.
So which
three.
One? Yeah, right.
That's, okay. Yeah, a trilogy is three, Dave.
Sorry, yeah, no, I realised this. Yes. she says she's not going to do any more. She's fed up people expecting her to do more. She was thinking of it at one stage.
No, she said that'll be the last one. But actually, it's very extremely readable, and she describes things just beautifully. Yeah. So I'm enjoying that now. I'm only halfway through the last one, okay?
Yeah. And so do you read non-fiction and fiction? Is that it?
I do. I'd read it now, John Grisham in the Middle of It All, or Jack Ryan, or wherever it would be. I'd enjoy that. But you'd read that in 3 days, do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you were seriously reading. Indeed. Whereas this thing now is a bit of a tome. It'll take me 2 weeks, I'd say, at least. It's great to read.
Yeah, and you do have a piece in the diary on suggested days out around Ireland. Where would you go if you had a day off yourself and could go anywhere in the country?
Well, I'm in Dublin now, and if I was going anywhere, I'd go to Glendalough. I love Glendalough.
Yeah.
From Dublin now. And then if I was in Kerry, I'd go to Valencia. There's a terrific loop walk down in Valencia now that I've done a few times. I did it twice now since this year already, where you head off and you get a right out breeze, I can tell you. There'll be no cobwebs that time. And you end up looking right out at the Skelligs. You could nearly touch them with your finger.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful walk on a nice day. That would be nice.
By the way, hold on, before you even tell me somewhere else, I presume there's no boats going out at the Skelligs at the moment because there's
No. And that's another thing. Like the town of Port Magee, I was down there probably three Sundays ago, I'd say it was. I was out walking, and I was looking at, like, the boats were all just tied up, you know, just sitting there, never moved this summer at all.
Yeah.
And then all the restaurants and pubs and bed and breakfast and all that are there at the Moorings Hotel, which is a very nice hotel. Like, they wouldn't have had business like years before, you know.
But you would go all over. You'd go to Malinhead and Donegal, Father Ted's house.
Down to Mizzen. I've gone down to, like, Mizzen is great. And they've done a fantastic job on the interpretive centre in Mizzen. And the whole thing is a great day out, if you want a day out, you know.
Yeah.
So there's loads to do in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was listening to the radio there. This could be in August or July, whenever. And there was a man on one day, and somebody was interviewing him on radio. And they said, the interviewer said, and what about the weather? Like, in that kind of, oh, God, help us way. And the man said, the weather. And he said, yeah, the weather hasn't been great. Listen, he says, we're on holidays in Ireland. You get one great day and you won't get one terrible day, and you just get on with it. And I thought, fault Ireland, get him up on the radio every day saying that, because he's right. Just get on with it.
Yeah, like, people say life is short and they like the sunshine. We don't get it much here, and that's one of the reasons why people go elsewhere. But yes,
well,
I get you.
I understand.
In fact, the Irish Times here this morning on the front of the magazine is, let's go outside. Why, how and where to get outdoors this winter, whatever the weather. So yeah,
all right,
you've got a point. All right, yeah. Now listen, look, the book is peppered with something called Francis's Fascinating Facts, the three F's. Go on, Francis, give me something. Give me a fascinating fact.
Oh, God almighty. Fascinating fact.
Yeah.
Right. Well, grams are not the same as ounces. When somebody makes a brack or a pudding, and they do the shakedown of the weights and measures. That's why in the front of the book, I take quite a few pages to explain all of those things. Because in America, they say take a cup of flour. Now, a cup in America is a specific measurement that they all know. But sure, we in Ireland don't know what a cup is. So I give you the translation for that. Or a stick of butter. Did you ever hear of a stick of butter?
I did, actually. I think I have, yeah. But I don't know what a stick of butter is.
When you buy a pound of butter in America, it's divided into four parts.
All right.
Okay? So there's four things. And a stick is one of those parts. So when they say a stick of butter, they mean a quarter of a pound. So but to us, it doesn't mean anything because we don't buy butter in sticks. So all of those things are very important to get right.
I didn't know any of that. But look, you know something that I did learn from one of your fascinating facts? The Irish football team wore blue jerseys until 1931.
Well, there you are now. And if you're colourblind, there could have been any colour.
Well, yeah, well, it means also it was on black and white TV. At the moment, by the way, would you be interested, would you be interested in the fact that it's halfway through the first half and Germany are beating Ireland 1-0 in the women's football?
Blast. 1-0 halfway through. There's plenty of time.
They'll get a spurt. The book, as I mentioned earlier on, it's full of tips about stuff, you know, how to deal with to-do lists that never get done. I have a habit of doing to-do lists and say, you know, reply to email. Instead of replying to the damn email.
Yeah, well, you see, the best thing about all that is to do it when it happens. Now, I know people say, oh, but I'm a great man. For the letter I get today, I reply to it. For the text I get now in a minute, I reply to it. Because if you let it go, one or two other texts could come in and then it's down the list. And then if I would do a clean up every 5 to 7 days. And then I do actually find things that I should have replied to that I didn't. And I have to go back then and say, sorry, I missed this. Do you know what I mean? So it's much easier in life if you do it when it comes in.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, don't put it off till tomorrow. It can be done today, etc.
I had a great friend 100 years ago that told me, Ray Carroll, he was the GM of the Tay Club, and he said, you clear the desk every day.
Right. Yeah, that was very good. Now, unfortunately, I wanted to ask you loads more questions, but because of all the mess with the phones, I've lost a bit. So just one or two bits I want to do left. You do write about the importance of learning a hobby. Do you have a hobby, Francis?
I'm not good in hobbies. Oh, no, not good in hobbies at all, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. No, when you're a hotelier, you're go, go, go all the time. I only played golf once, okay, and it was in Kenmare, and it was before the hotel opened. That's 1979. And I was out about the third hole, and they came running to say a pile of furniture had arrived. So I thought, oh, no, what will I do? And Peter, who was playing the golf with me, said, go on, you better go back. So I went back, and when I got back to the hotel, there was all these wrapped, bubble-wrapped pieces of furniture out on the in front of the hotel on the tarmac. I thought, God, what are they? So I went over to the lad and said, excuse me now, what are you doing here? He says, I'm delivering the furniture. He says, I've taken it out. Where do you want me to put it? And I said, well, I'm not expecting a delivery of furniture. Show me. So he showed me the list, and he had arrived in the Park Hotel in Kenmare, but he should have been in the Park Hotel in Virginia, County Cavan.
Oh, I see. So that was the end of golf.
That was the end of the golf. Never got back out to play the fourth hole, and never did since either. Right. And the poor fella, I think of him to this day, having to put that furniture all into the back of the 40-foot and then drive from Kenmare to Cavan in those days, no motorway, through Cashel, through Care, round corners, up hills, down dens. Yeah, I felt so sorry for him.
And Francis, here's worse news. Germany are now leading 2-0. Finally, the situation with At Your Service, Grand Tour programmes. Nothing happening at the moment. Have you anything in the can of those?
Excuse me, just off the road last Friday week we finished. not finished now, we're only starting. We've started four shows, Dunmore East, Wicklow, Donegal and Waterville. Four new shows, terrific shows. We are very excited, John and I, although we've only done 2 weeks already. But they're going to be great shows coming, probably, they believe, in the autumn of 2021.
Fantastic. We will look forward to those. And before all that, the perfect Christmas present is what I'm holding in my left hand here. The Homekeeper's Diary 2021. Francis Brennan, all the best advice for a smooth running home life from Ireland's favourite hotelier indeed. Manage your home with ease, month by month, is what it's all about. Francis, it's been a pleasure. It should have been longer. It will be the next time. Thank you so much indeed. And say hello to John for us. Good luck. Take it easy.
And hello to everybody. Thanks again. Bye.
Dave Fanning on 2FM. 2FM.